Welcome, everyone, to the second episode of the Jonathan Project podcast. Our purpose here is simple. We're trying to help Christian men and men everywhere navigate these complex times that we live in to have better relationships with those around them. And we take the biblical Jonathan's example of loyalty and faith with his friend and future King David as the inspiration for this podcast. So let's get into the show. I'm here with my good buddy, brother Jason, who's currently overseas. And we were just joking around that technology is not our friend. As we try to learn and overcome this, we both played outside a lot. So this is a little bit above our pay grade. But hey, Jason, welcome. I hope you're doing all right today.
Hey, I greatly appreciate it. Absolutely. This is above our pay grade. I played outside a ton. Sometimes even getting the light switch here in Europe to work, it's been a problem. I found out in one place I went, I was visiting, you know, you have to put the little card in there to make the connection. I guess it's the way they save energy. Yeah, but yeah. For the longest, I was like, okay, well, the power doesn't work in this room. I figured I'd just hang out in the dark, I guess. But I got it working, so that was good, too. I'm also going to give you some good advice when you're traveling.
Can
you
get a haircut? What's that?
When you get a haircut, make sure you speak the language.
I want to see You know, I noticed you're a little extra high and tight there.
So I went to the lady. She didn't speak real good English, and I was very clear, no skin on the side of my head. And just
no skin. That was probably the first mistake.
It was. Well, she was pointing at another guy who was getting a haircut, and it was pretty slick. And I'm like, no. And I said, just a little bit off the top. And I think she thought I meant a little bit left on the top. I think I could have used those little eyebrow trimmers to trim my head and had more hair, but it is what
You know what? You're lucky. You still have some. I mean, for the audience, they can't see our lovely mugs yet. We haven't turned on the video for the podcast, but I'm Mr. Clean Smooth, you know, so maybe that's one of the things I'm looking forward to the most when I get to heaven. I'll get my afro back.
Gosh. There you go.
There we go. But that's a topic for another day. So, hey, why don't you give us a quick recap for those that are tuning in for the first time with us, what we talked about the first time, besides our hair, lack thereof, and kind of let them know what we talked about in the first episode there.
We didn't discuss any man's grooming in the first episode, but we talked about ethical followership in the first one, if you could hear it through the technological disadvantages that we have. But you know, it's really about how you act when you're not in charge. And that's, if you're interested in that, check out the first episode. You know, I really do appreciate the recap and everything on that. So go ahead. Yeah.
All right. So, you know, this week, I'm excited for this. I think you've done a great job of teeing it up, and I look forward to our back and forth. And we're talking about titles here today, folks. So, why are titles important? Why do we chase them? And so, Jason, let's just go ahead and jump into it. Why don't you kick us off? And why are titles important to us as people, humans, men?
Well, I appreciate you bringing that up. And once again, because I played outside a lot, the first time you said, hey, let's talk about titles, I was like, titles of books? Like, I like reading, but then I got some clarity. So, you know, if you look at titles, one of the definitions obviously is a name of a book, a composition, or some other artistic work, right? But that's not what we're talking about. What we're looking at is a name that describes someone's position or job, you know, and when you look at a job, that term, it embodies a reciprocal relationship where an individual has a responsibility to do something, to receive something. So you can say inside of that title has a sense of responsibility, and it also could denote a specific attribute. And you want to know why is this important? Why are titles important in life and things like that, right? If you ever see someone and they introduce themselves, they define themselves by what they do, and others will define you by what you have done. And that's often summarized in a title. Have you ever listened to someone when they go, hi, this is Bob, and he's a dentist, or he plays things like that.
It's funny you say that, because as men, you're right. One of the first things that we do when introduce you, well, what do you do? right? As that tries to define us, you know, why do we kind of go into that? Do you think, like, as men, like, that's the first thing you want to do is like, hey, what do you do? What do I do? Right? Those kind of things.
Right. You know, that's those simple statements, they really tell a story about you and who you are and specific attributes, again, responsibilities you have. They represent your identity, and they can tell a whole lot about not just about how you view yourself, but how comfortable you are with an audience. I don't have to reintroduce to my family that I'm dad. But that's actually a lie, because sometimes when kids get out of line, you go, look, I'm the dad. This is the situation. So
yeah.
Sometimes it's to set that authoritarian stage, right?
Yeah.
But from an organizational psychology perspective, you know, when someone says their title, it talks a lot. People can infer your salary potential, establish, you know, the credibility. Sometimes it's also a cue into your hierarchy and structure. But a lot of times it defines the purpose of what you're doing, right? So, I mean, you know, when I think about that, I think about, like, let me ask something.
Sure.
What titles have you had in your life and that you, those given and earned?
You know, I think for me, you know, obviously we don't want to go through our military histories here, but you know, those are professional, right? And I think the way that I break it down into three bins, I have my professional, I have personal titles, right? Like those little pet nicknames, right? Like your wife gives you or whatever. And, you know, and then I think you have dad. But I think the one that really stands out to me, and one of the reasons that we connected, is this term called kingdom man, right? And it really has been made popular by Dr. Tony Evans here in the last kind of, you know, 10 probably plus years. But really, it's really a deep biblical thing, because as we talked about last week, go back and check out that first episode, but we are to follow a certain authority, right? We're ambassadors, right? And when we say kingdom man, I'm really outlining and defining right from the get-go who I represent, where am I from, right? And then being a man, well, that's just what you see on the outside laying out and who I am. So to me, that's probably one of the most important that I've earned, because it takes time and growth and maturity to get up to that point where you're looking at things. And the way I define kingdom man is looking at it from everything, every aspect of my life, from that perspective of who am I representing? I'm representing my father, God, and then, you know, following his example through his son, Jesus Christ. So I think those are the big ones. Father is huge for me. And then all the professional stuff is really, I don't want to undersell it because I put food on the table, but it's really kingdom man, father, and then whatever professional titles I might have held. But that's kind of my kind of two cents on that, man.
No, I think that's great, because those really tell like the components of your identity that make you, that kind of coalesce to be who you are and who you see yourself as being. I like how you put those in that priority of, hey, God first, family first, or family second, and so forth. I think that's really important. A lot of people don't see themselves that way. But, you know, when we talk about titles, I thought it was pretty interesting. We circle back to ambassador. And I think, and God chose that when he inspired the writing and chose that term. You know, we study titles. I ran across some pretty interesting research. And, you know, we know that titles can increase employee. Like, if you want a title for an employee, we talk about professional titles. It absolutely increases engagement in this thing called job satisfaction. I'll give you an example. At Disney, they're not theme park workers. They're cast members. Engineers and multimedia experts are manageers, or imageers, sorry. And subway workers are sandwich artists. You know, I've been to some sandwich shops and they absolutely are what it doesn't resemble any sandwich I've been at, not Subway, but other places. So I'm going to run across this real interesting article by Daniel Cable. In 2014, he looks at this hospital chain, right? He says, he wanted to know how titles affected people. And so it gives them this opportunity to have this self-imposed title, right? And encourage them to create their own job title to explore the implication of that. And what he's really surprised to learn is that self-reflective job titles reduce their emotional exhaustion as opposed to those who were not allowed to. it kind of come down to it, three things. So, and this will all will tie this back into scriptural, but sure. Self-verification. It gave people this chance to express their uniqueness and take a lot of pride in that when it comes down to their profession. You know, God has called us all to a very unique profession, and that's where, like, we're TDY as ambassadors for Christ.
I like that, yeah.
To a place, and that's it. And we are unique in God's kingdom. So,
yeah.
It also created this thing called psychological safety, where it increased their comfort with others. And, it also provided a venue for external report. It was a conversation starter. And I'll tell you one. Like at this hospital, they had an infectious disease specialist. And this person's title became the germ slayer, right? A nurse that gave a lot of immunizations. Things like that. X-ray tech, I think, was titled the bone seeker. I think if I had to pick my own name, and if it's the one that my wife, if I had to do that in my wife's eyes, it would probably be the one that tests the patience of others, right? Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you're going to get yourself in trouble. I'm just messing with you. No, you bring up some good points. About like how we find identity, and I think it's just a human nature thing in titles. But I think, and it's interesting to me from the biblical perspective, how God does. There are a lot of titles throughout. You know, I think about Moses; he was known as the most humble man in the world. Why? What a title! He was also known as the deliverer, prophet. Mm-hmm. But we also see right in that example with Moses. I think the other side of titles, right? I'll tee this up for you here, but like, think about like the power, right? There is an inherent power and authority. You've talked about it that goes along with the title. And that's really what got Moses in trouble to a degree is with the Lord is he, you know, hey, I told you to speak. You did something else, right? I told you to knock and you did something else, right? And it kind of gets tied up into his role before the people. And he had to have, again, looking at this from a Jonathan perspective, his father-in-law, Jethro, come into the picture and tell him like, hey, you need some help. You can't do this by yourself. You know, I'm paraphrasing here in the book of Kobe, you're losing your cool with the people. Right. And this is not what the Lord wants. So I think there is an inherent, especially with men, you see this where, they go on these ego trips with their titles, right? Like we've all seen it. You have a good buddy. He gets a new role. And then the next thing you know, it's like, wow, who is this guy? Right. But what do you think? What's the dark side of these titles and power? And what does the Bible say about all that good stuff?
No, that's a good point. You know, we know there's this thing called social identity theory, right? We make in groups and out groups.
Okay.
And we have to be very careful. You know, in the Bible, titles are not bad. God ascribes titles to everybody. Adam and Eve, man and woman, things like that. They're all titles. We have to be very careful because exactly what you said. And people, I think when people look at it, they espouse the titles. It starts out really good, I believe, where people go, hey, I want to belong to something. I want to be associated with something that reflects the good I see in myself, and it increases my social identity.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you have to be very careful with that. And I think it comes down to pride. You know, all titles carry a price. You know,
very much so.
In soft, when I first started out, they
and soft for the folks out there listening is special operation forces.
So there were tab wearers and tab bearers, right? And there were people that just got it and they just wore it. But there were people that lived up to it. And I think that's what, you know, when Christ talks about it, when he looks at the heart of the Pharisees, that was the problem. You know, they just loved those titles. And even Jesus warns about it in Luke when he says, hey, those that are going to be exalted, if you exalt yourself, you're going to get humbled, right? Those that humble themselves are going to be exalted. I think that's that other side of it that you kind of got to, it's like driving a car and going fast. That's great until it gets out of hand. And that's what that edge I think you're talking about is, when does this title become out of alignment, and that person becomes a different person?
No, that is solid. And I think, you know, a thing that came to my mind as I was listening to you is, like, especially when you said the edge, I think there, for men, we struggle sometimes with the priority of things, right?
Yeah.
And it's quick to put things that shouldn't be a priority into you in the civilian world, or the secular world. You know, you hear this all the time, work-life balance, right? And we like to put these things into these dualities and bifurcate things, like, oh, well, I have to have this work, I have to have my life, and I need to find a balance. Well, it starts really before that. You need to have a good relationship, in my opinion, you can never convince me otherwise, with the Lord. Because once you do that, then everything else falls into the proper priorities when you align yourself with who He's called you to be. He called you to be a man. And being a man, a biblical man, a kingdom man, it means a lot. You're to shepherd, you're to protect, you're to lead, right? And you're to lead in all aspects of your life, right? So I like what you said about the edge. Go ahead. Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. So you and I have had multiple titles throughout our life, right? Some we've earned and some that have been bestowed.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of those terms were endearing, and some were, I'm absolutely positive I've been called terms that were not endearing, right? But I don't want to talk about those. Oh, I want to talk about the titles. you know, I hear people when they introduce themselves, and it's their identity. We see it in the military. We saw it with people who were like, you know, they were their rank. CEO of a place, they were that. And it's, everybody wants to be important. You know, we go back to the original Jonathan Project thing where it's like, you know, everybody is the hero of their own story. And that's their identity.
Yeah.
I see it a lot now, a lot of younger kids. I bet it's been the same since time began. You will respect me. You will do this other. As people come up. But Jesus talks about, when Jesus's only autobiographical statement was, he's meek and lowly, right? He's humble. It's the creator of the universe. Yeah. And I mean, the creator, like the apex of everything.
Yeah.
And he describes himself that way. I think that the closer you get with Jesus and the more your identity is wrapped in him, the less you're worried about being called whatever title. And it's all about him, right?
It's all about him, my friend. It's all about him. And you find your greatest sense of purpose in who you are. You become the best version of a father, a brother, a CEO, or the janitor, or whatever you do to put food on the table. And that's more important. That's not who you are. It's what you do to put food on your table. You find that best version in him, in Jesus, right? I mean, I think about something like, and we've shared this as far as titles. Let's talk about the title of husband for a brief moment here. That is not an easy title to carry, right? Because guess what? You're loving and dealing with another person who has their own opinion. They have their own viewpoints, their own intellect, their own experiences that they're bringing to the table. And that can create, that naturally creates conflict. But I can't love my wife. And I know you can't love yours or any man, right? Not to put our wives on the table here.
Yeah.
Like they're doing something. I don't want to get myself in trouble, but,
we absolutely love our wives, who will be listening to this later.
Right. It's a little bit of fear popped up.
We are trying to navigate through this.
But no, I mean, all joking aside, like it takes loving her through how the Lord loves her, if that makes sense, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times for men, I know we're going to cover this topic on itself, marriage or something down the road, but it's tough. But I don't know how my buddies and friends and people around us do it, and the issues that people face prove this out. Without the Lord, you have to love him before you can try to love someone else, right? You have to find who you are in him before you try to take on other titles, right? Go ahead.
Absolutely. Think about this. Okay. Of all the titles I've ever earned, right? And I've been, excuse me, by the grace of God that I've ever been, tried for and achieved, right? Yeah. Everything's through him. But it's my favorite titles are the free ones. Well, they weren't free, but like Christian, that wasn't free. Jesus paid that price, but it was free to me. Grace is free. Yeah. husband, father, friend, brother, son. All those things are my favorite titles.
That's awesome.
And you know, I think as men, if we stop for a moment and said, all right, I'm on today in my role as blank, put your title up there. This is the most important thing I need to do. And then go ahead and shuffle that deck as to what your priority is based on what you think that title is. I think that'd help orchestrate our day and where we would probably get more out of it. As a husband, my most important role is to show my wife that I love her. You know, as a dad, my most important role is to spend time with my kid, you know, and share with them. You know, as a title of a dad, and I'm sure we'll get into this at some point, one of the most valuable responsibilities as a dad is to shepherd your children towards Christ, right?
Yes, shepherd.
And I think that's an awesome title with a great amount of responsibility. It's got to be way more fulfilling than being the CEO of pick any major top 500 corporation, right?
Oh, I would think so. It's a great responsibility. And, you know, as we kind of wind down the segment, I think you hit the nail on the head as far as saying that it takes a lot of perspective. It takes a lot of time as a man to slow down, think about, and being purposeful. I love how you kind of put on, like, for each of our titles and roles, because we all wear multiple hats, to kind of put it in a different light, as men, as it's just people, right? But it's important to know what's the priority, right? What's the important thing and what I've been given, right? And some of those free titles, and I love that. I mean, you use that in other places. Those free titles that you talk about, son, father, husband, dad, they carry a significant priority and weight. So as we kind of think about and wrap up like this great conversation, what would you leave with the people, or, you know, a couple nuggets to take away for men as they kind of rethink about titles in their life from a kingdom perspective?
From a kingdom perspective, what title represents your identity, really? You know, and that ought to be your lead off of who you are at the moment. I love the term ambassador Christ. That's your identity. Wherever God has called you, you're his ambassador. It doesn't matter what your job is, if you're the drive-through worker or if you're the CEO, if you're the pastor or if you're the person that collects up the offering. Like, that is where God has called you to work and do his will in that and share the gospel, the good news, right? So I think as kingdom men, or as people of the, you know, as we are citizens of the kingdom, we're ambassadors. Wherever God sends us, whatever, it's unique. Sure. As we travel, and I'll sum this up quick. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right.
We have ambassadors in every single country that I've been to. And I think about some of these little bitty countries, and you're like, okay, you're the ambassador chosen by the United States of America to be here, to interact on behalf of America, to share the goodness of America. To work together, partner, right? So as God sends us places as ambassadors, that's where we're called to work. And our work there is our testimony, right? To him.
Absolutely.
And so forth. That would be my wrap up. I could probably go on for forever, but I'm sure people.
Yeah. It's all good. I mean, great conversation. So, and it's just, again, men out there, I tell you a great couple biblical things as we close the segment to think about from titles. You know, go back and look at Moses' life, study that out, the titles that he carried. David, which you'll hear throughout this podcast, because for me and Jason, he is kind of a model man to study. If you never studied the life of David as a man, really highly recommend you do that. But now we're going to transition over to this ever-evolving segment. I like it. It's kind of more freewheeling. We call it current events, but it's also a time for me and Jason to kind of just let you into our world and how we kind of converse and some of the conversations we talk about. So, Jason, I'm going to kick it off again with the topic of the week for current events for me is, if you think it's hot now, just wait. And I base this off of Matthew 24:8, where Jesus himself is talking about with the disciples. They're asking questions. Hey, how do we know what's going on around us? When is this all going to end? When you're coming back? And Jesus gives an example that it was good 2,000 years ago up to this day for any man that's ever experienced the wonder and the sheer terror of childbirth. And I say that with all the ladies listening, like, you've never gone through childbirth. You're right, I haven't, but I experienced it nonetheless. Jesus said, all these things are the beginning of birth pain. And I don't know if you don't know this or not, Jason, but here in Florida, where I'm at, it is 9,000 degrees plus five. And in Miami, they broke all records for heat in the month of May, because we're now in lovely June. And also the Gulf surrounding and the waters surrounding Florida are already over 90 degrees. And I don't know if you know, but today started hurricane season here in lovely Florida. So hot water plus, you know, hurricanes equals a lot of bad times. So what do you take as far as, and again, I'm not advocating for climate change or not, or this or that. That's not the point of it. The point is the good Lord has kind of told us that we should look at the world around us, right? And see things from a different perspective. We just kind of talked about that in some ways, that these things that we see, whether it's cultural change, whether it's political upheaval, whether it's economic challenges, Jesus himself has told us these are the beginning of pains. Just as much as I can look at the leaves, the few that we do have here in Florida, the change, and I know that fall is coming or the temperature, we as believers shouldn't be shocked at some of the things that we see. It should quicken us to want to go and help those around us find the greatest hope that they will find, the greatest story out there, which is the story and the life and what Jesus came to do for us. But that's kind of my take on, you know, it's hot. Yeah, I get it. But it should tell you something. What do you think?
No, I think you're absolutely right. You know, it's interesting you brought up climate change. So I was just on the continent of Africa for an extended period. And we can absolutely see that the Sahel has dropped. The Sahel, the desert region, it's absolutely receded by, like, I don't know, like so many miles. It's 80 something miles, I think, just due to climate change. So that what you're talking about absolutely is true, and it is that beginning of the birthing pains. And I you know, again, you know, it's interesting you brought that up. As I said here, I've had a lot of thought that in the last 100 years, we've done more to destroy the planet than all the year prior. It's kind of sad, you know.
Yeah.
As I go places and I see all the plastic and all the things, but that's another topic. But those things, just like you said, it shouldn't surprise us. These are the birthing pains. And you know, I remember when my wife went through labor, and you know, that takes time until the birth. I absolutely agree with you. As a believer, you can see these things coming. It's not surprising. There is going to be some tough times. I remember when, you know, in labor, it's really tough, really tough. And then comes that great joy. But yes, those tough times are before. And you are, I do see that you're absolutely entering those. That's amazing that the water's already above 90 degrees. And
oh, it's toasty here, brother. It is roasty and toasty in Florida. But, you know, I think, Jason, the point of all of this and bringing up this segment and whatever else we want to talk about right here in this segment is to point people to Jesus, right? It's not about how exactly the future plays out. And again, just having that awareness, that situational awareness as believers to have hope. Right. We are to be the light in the world. Well, if we're doom and gloom and we're falling all over ourselves, right? We get it. It's a sin cast world. And you said it perfectly when you talk about the issue of what's going on with the weather. I'll use the dirty word, climate change, right? Well, hey, folks, let's take a pause. Like you said, since the Industrial Revolution, we haven't stewarded this resource, this gift called the earth, the way that the Bible describes. That's fact. That's not political. That's not, I could care less about that if you knew me about politics. The point is, I look at things again from that kingdom lens, and we should be keenly aware that we have a job. We have the mission to go and make people aware, hey, the house is on fire, right? I wouldn't be a good neighbor if I didn't tell you, right? Yeah. It's the same thing here.
Yeah.
All the stuff that's happening around us, it quickens us to understand that Jesus Christ made a promise. He's going to come back. It could be 2,000 more years from now. It could be tomorrow. I don't know. But what I do know is I need to be about my Father's business. I need to be about the Lord's business and letting people know, and we're doing our part here, right? But that's a big thing for men. Be about your Father's business, right? And doing in all aspects of life the next right thing and trying to serve Him. But go ahead, man.
No, I think you're absolutely right. We, you know, we go, well, I don't want to offend anybody. If we were in a plane and we're getting ready to jump out of that plane and your parachute is not hooked up to that static line, you may not appreciate when people yell at you, but I bet you would at that point, right? And that's where we are. Somebody, we're all going to get off this plane at some point. We may get off this all at one time together, but you bring it up. And I know here, as you and I talk, when we talk about sharing the gospel, it's about covering the big rocks. Believe in Jesus Christ. Okay. Yep. Well, then let's cover that one first. And then, you know, you start reading and studying and we'll work out the rest.
No, I agree.
Okay. All right. So
anything else on your, anything else on your mind there, buddy?
No. Bad haircut? Besides the bad haircut, it'll grow back sooner or later, I hope. But, it, you know, at my age, when my hair's going, it may not. You may have seen the last. No, I was just about to swap over to my current event, if that's okay.
Yeah, do it. Let's talk about it.
Okay. So my current event is not as nice. It's definitely not as serious as yours, but I thought it was worthwhile as we talk about responsibility and titles. In Michigan, this man dials into his court Zoom. It's a court Zoom call, right? And it's about driving with suspended license. Okay.
Oh, this is awesome. I think it's smart.
Yeah. The best part is the guy has a seatbelt on. And they're like, where are you calling from? He goes, hey, I'm pulling into my doctor's office. I'm driving in. I'll park and I'll talk to you for just a minute.
Yeah, he's like, hey, give me a second because, you know, I'm driving. Like, hey, chief, you know, where this is a court appearance about driving.
I love it. You know, I think that tells a lot about people. And as we talk about, like,
oh, it says a lot about people.
It does. You know, I've got this title of being an adult, but are you really an adult or just are you just an overgrown child? You just forget, or do you just, yeah, that rule doesn't apply to me? I think is, you know, as kingdom, as being a part of the kingdom, as being a good biblical follower.
Of
Christ, you know, the way I tied this back in is, man, you got to be responsible, right?
Yeah.
Talk about the responsibility of titles and everything. And we should be doing our part to follow the rules of society, of you know, that God has placed or that of society, right? We should be. Yeah. But I thought, my goodness, that took some courage to just dial in about your.
Come on. It didn't take courage. This is what I. I've heard you say this. We talked about this, and I almost want to make it into a t-shirt. Common sense is a superpower. Brother, like, you're driving literally, and then you know that you have to be at court about driving on a suspended license, right? But here you are, right? And it's the same thing, like, taking it up to a notch from a biblical perspective, right? How many times do I think, like, the Lord looks down at us, and he's like, I've told you a million times not to do whatever, so... Yeah. You know, here you go. We're going to let this play out. And then we like, hey, Lord, well, why did that go sideways? Well, you know,
yeah.
Sometimes you got to just have some common sense, man.
Everybody's in the limelight at least once or twice in their life. Just try to make to the time when you're not doing something embarrassing. You know,
I love it. That was my
news.
You know what? That was great. That was absolutely great, Jason. Thank you. I like the humorous part of it. I love it.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. Like, I think his attorney was like, hey, let's pause. And the judge was like, nope, 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 nope. We're good. Just, where you at right now?
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and just, we're going to wrap this up. I love it. Yeah. All right, okay. Brother. Well, I appreciate you sharing your current events, and I hope all the audience got something out of our little back and forth segment there. I do love this, and I love the way we took it. So I think we'll keep that going. A little bit of humor, a little bit of let's get down to the nitty gritty of what the Bible's telling us about the world. So with that, I'm going to give you the final word here. So I would ask you to, you know, just wrap up anything you want to leave with the people about titles or anything else we talked about here today. And then, as always, we want to pray people out before we put a bow on episode 2 of the Jonathan Project. So over to you.
Nah, you know, like I said, the best titles are the free titles. You know, the Christian brother, son, father, husband. You know, if you don't realize that, that's a rough point. I thought about this a lot, because at the end of the day, at the end of your retirement, as you remove yourself from one title, the consistency between those titles should be your family, right? Like, after your retirement ceremony, you go home to your family, and that's the title of husband and father that counts. You know, being a Christian, that's the one you carry with literally the time you're born again through eternity. I think those are important. But that's my closing thoughts. I'm going to close this out with a word of prayer before you kind of go on. Or
I mean, I can. I absolutely can pray. I was going to give you that honor, but I'm willing to take that, and then I'll give a preview of what's coming up. So, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, one, for this time that Jason and I have come together to try to honor you as kingdom men, as leaders, as fathers, as husbands and sons, Lord, that we're trying to help men come to these relationships, know that they can't do things alone, and that they put first things first, Lord, not onto titles that man gives us, but the most important title that you've given us, Lord, which is follower, disciple, and a kingdom man of your son, Jesus Christ. So I hope hearts are quickened to want to know more about Jesus Christ as we continue to do this effort. Watch over all those who are listening, and thank you for this gift and this opportunity. In Jesus' name, we pray to you. So, folks, that is episode 2 of the Jonathan Project. Fun, faith, and family, talking about how to be a better man, how to impact the world around you from a Christian perspective. These podcasts are going to come out every Thursday. You can find them on Apple, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Spotify, and we continue to try to add platforms each and every day. You can also reach us through the Jonathan Project Podcast at gmail.com. So if you have questions, want to share encouragement with me or Jason, you can hit us up there. Or even if you want to see us cover a certain episode, please reach out. Again, the Jonathan Project Podcast at gmail.com. For Jason and for myself, live for Jesus, lead well, and we will see you next week. Jason, take care of yourself, brother. I'll see you on the other side.
See you, buddy.